In today's show, we'll be a wild ride lower for Bitcoin. I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, flipping 19,500 as a trigger for Bitcoin, and quoting Crypto Tony, Bitcoin update, while below the range low, we can expect a drop down to $18,000. Been a very boring few days in the markets, and this is a classic for a mid-range. And quoting Trader J, in 2018, the orange moving average was the bottom. In 2020, the green moving average was bottom. Currently holding the green moving average between $16,000 and $17,000. If it breaks, then there is a possibility of the next bottom blue moving average between $12,000 and $13,000. Also be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, and quoting Bitcoin for Freedom, the global bond market is worth $120 trillion. What happens when those people realize what Bitcoin is? Let's say $60 trillion flows into BTC. This makes one Bitcoin worth $3.2 million. And this just in, breaking news, Visa will launch a no limit Bitcoin card in the United Arab Emirates. Also more breaking news, Peter Schiff's bank closure strengthens Bitcoin case for financial freedom. Quoting Peter Schiff here, despite no evidence of crimes, Puerto Rico regulators closed my bank anyway for net capital issues rather than allow a sale to a highly qualified buyer, promising to inject capital far in excess of regulatory minimums. As a result, accounts are frozen and customers may lose money. This response here says the irony of all this is so hilarious. Peter Schiff, do you realize that if you have been using Bitcoin, this could have never been possible? You should have been loving decentralization. Max Kaiser chimed in, the Bitcoin karma gods have slaughtered Peter Schiff's business. I told him to buy Bitcoin at $1, $10, $100, $1,000, and he never even spent 10 minutes studying it, and now he's going to pay the price. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is approaching a peak opportunity zone, according to top crypto trader Brett Capital, quoting him here. Historically, the 200-week moving average has figured as a bottom indicator for Bitcoin. In this cycle, things may be a bit different. Instead of bottoming at the 200-week moving average, it may form a macro range below it. Anything below the 200-week moving average will likely represent peak opportunity. Also in today's show, veteran trader Tone Bays warns of another Bitcoin collapse after a disastrous week and shares his downside target. That's right, looking at Bays' chart, a break of Bitcoin's immediate support at 19,000 could drive the Bitcoin price to his target around $14,500. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts and happy Independence Day. I'm your host, JV. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend. Bitcoin starts a new week, still in a holiday mode with the United States financial markets off for Independence Day. The largest crypto stuck below the increasingly daunting $20,000 mark. It continues to feel the pressure from the macro environment as talk of lower levels remains omnipresent. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, Bitcoin price bides its time over a long weekend. That's right, Bitcoin emerged from the weekend unscathed, but the classic pitfalls of an off-peak trading remain. The United States will not return to trading desks until July 5th, which is tomorrow, providing ample opportunity for some classic weekend price action. In the meantime, which we've been witnessing some pumps, so far the market's held off when it comes to volatility, with the exception of a brief spike to 18,800 as Bitcoin circled the area between 19,000 and 19,500 for several days. Even the weekly close provided no real trend change, as data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView showed the psychologically significant $20,000 unchallenged. And quoting Crypto Tony right here, Bitcoin update, while below the range low, we can expect a drop down to 18,000. Been a very boring few days in the markets, and this is a classic for a mid-range. Safest plays are to long the range low or to short the range high. In between is buggery for most. And in terms of targets to the downside, others continue to eye the area. Around $16,000 is Trader J shares here. In 2018, the orange moving average was the bottom. In 2020, the green moving average was bottom. Currently holding the green moving average between 16 to 17,000. If it breaks, then there is a possibility of the next bottom blue moving average between $12,000 and $13,000. And to the contrary, we have crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, who wrote here, flipping 19,500 is a trigger for Bitcoin. Now for the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, gold nears blast off against U.S. equities. That's right, with Wall Street closed for Independence Day, U.S. equities can take a breather on July 4th. For one popular chartist, however, attention is focusing on the strength of the stocks versus gold in the current environment. In a Twitter thread, Gold Monitor, Patrick Kareem specifically flagged the precious metal as being about to hit a historical blast-off zone against the S&P 500. As shared here, gold closing in on the blast-off zone versus U.S. equities, previous takeoffs have unleashed important gains for silver and miners. Note you won't need to get back to the previous 2011 highs for the gold versus SPX ratio to have much higher nominal prices for silver and miners. Think about that for a moment. And as Venture Founder shares here, meanwhile, Bitcoin and the NASDAQ are still trending together. Note previous bottoms, December 2018 and March 2020, happen as Bitcoin and QQQ correlation at peak, suggesting macro has always influenced the Bitcoin bottoms. We can predict more likely that macro calls bottom for Bitcoin again this time. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, crunch time for Arthur Hayes Wall ride to the downside. That's right, July 4th, apart from being Independence Day, is being watched by one market player in particular as a public holiday like no other, at least for the king crypto. With markets closed and Bitcoin price action already teetering on the edge of support, Arthur Hayes, former CEO of derivatives platform BitMEX, has signaled out this long weekend as a long day of reckoning for the crypto markets. The reasoning seems logical. The end of June saw the Federal Reserve raise rates by 75 basis points, providing fertile ground for an adverse reaction from risk assets. Low liquidity, out-of-hours holiday trading increases the potential for volatile price moves up or down. Quoting him here, by June 30th, the second quarter end, the Fed will have enacted a 75 BPS rate hike and begun shrinking its balance sheet. July 4th falls on a Monday, and it's a federal and banking holiday, he wrote in a blog post and also wrote, this is the perfect setup for yet another mega crypto dump. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the ex-BitMEX CEO. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that's mining difficulty is still rising. Despite considerable concern over miners' ability to withstand the current Bitcoin price downturn, Bitcoin's network fundamentals remain calm, an impressive testament to miners' resolve to stay on the network. The difficulty is not planning to reduce at the upcoming readjustment this week. Now, data uploaded to social media by the CEO of asset manager Capriole Investments, Charles Edwards, last week put the production cost for miners en masse at around $26,000. And of that, $16,000 is electricity, meaning that miners' overheads are directly influenced by their ability to limit losses in the current environment. Quoting him here, we traded below electrical costs in June. However, the floor has since dropped as inefficient miners capitulate, Edwards noted. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that's a sea of lows. Bitcoin's on-chain metrics are pointing to record overselling, which is nothing new this year. In the recent weeks especially, the trend continues in July as the network returns to scenarios not seen since the aftermath of the March 2020 cross-market crash. That's when Bitcoin crashed to $3,800. And according to on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, a number of coins being spent at a loss is now at its highest level since July of 2020. Glassnode analyzed weekly moving average of unspent transaction outputs in a loss. And similarly, the percentage of UTXOs in profit hit a two-year low of just over 72%. On July 3rd, bear markets can produce some welcome, if rare, silver linings. Bitcoin transaction fees, once painfully high during bullish periods of intense network activity, are now also at their lowest since July 2020. The median fee, Glassnode reveals, is $1.15. So there you have it. Checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, my on-chain indicator, Purple, flipped from bearish to bullish in June. Not saying this is it. It would be nice if the RSI would confirm, but I watch it like a hawk. Be ready. And he also updates us here. If central banks and governments are right, then they will unwind their balance sheet, which is quantitative tightening, and prices will normalize again. However, if central banks and governments are lying through their teeth again, then balance sheets will keep rising, quantitative easing, and prices, including asset prices, will stay high forever. And quitting Bitcoin for freedom, the global bond market is worth $120 trillion. What happens when these people realize what Bitcoin is? Let's say $60 trillion flows into Bitcoin. This makes one Bitcoin worth 3.2 million. And this just in, breaking news, Visa will launch a no-limit Bitcoin card and the United Arab Emirates. Let's go. And before I break down next story of the day, Peter Schiff's bank closure strengthens Bitcoin's case for financial freedom. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and all the major cryptos are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up 3% for the day, trading just above 19,600, looking to retest that critical $20,000 psychological resistance. We have ETH up about 4.5%, maintaining at around that $1,100 mark. Binance Coin, Cardano, XRP, Solana, and Polkadot are also all pumping and in the green. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Prominent economist Peter Schiff, the one and only, well known in the community for his anti-crypto sentiments, has had his bank shut down by Puerto Rico regulators. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The revelation, however, led to crypto Twitter pointing out that the irony at Schiff's prediction for Bitcoin came true for his own traditional bank. That's right, Puerto Rico regulators closed down Schiff's bank for not maintaining the net minimum capital requirements, which further impacted the customers as they lost access to their accounts following a subsequent freeze. That's right, his customers' accounts have gotten frozen. Peter Schiff wrote here, despite no evidence of crimes, Puerto Rico regulators closed my bank anyway for net capital issues rather than allow a sale to a highly qualified buyer, promising to inject capital far in excess of regulatory minimums. As a result, accounts are frozen and customers may lose money. And he also continues, the reason regulators gave their tuning down the sale is that post-sale I would own 4% of the company buying the bank. They said that due to the bad press about me, they did not want me owning 4% of the bank, even though they know firsthand that the allegations in the media are false. They never let me know they objected. I found out in a cease and desist order to shut down the bank. Had they ever told the 4% stake was a problem, I would have restructured the deal. I just wanted out. I had put in $7 million in the last 2 years to cover operating losses due to bad press. Also, it costs a fortune to run a small bank. That's why I never really made any money. The compliance costs are outrageous. Now, as a witness to what many consider an epic plot twist, the crypto community took the opportunity to explain the importance of Bitcoin in reinventing the core of traditional finance. As shared here, the irony of this is so hilarious. Peter Schiff, do you realize that if you had been using Bitcoin, this would have never been possible? You should be loving the centralization. And Max Kaiser wrote here, the Bitcoin karma gods have slaughtered Peter Schiff's business. I told him to buy Bitcoin at $1, $10, $100, $1,000. He never even spent 10 minutes studying it. And now he's going to pay the price. Now, Bitcoin podcaster Stephen Levera also chimed in on the developments and said, Schiff has been a Bitcoin skeptic since $17.50. The sudden closure of Schiff's bank in Puerto Rico reignited the discussion around Bitcoin's resistance to judicial supremacy. The irony here is priceless, added Hoddle Magoo, while others rhetorically helped Schiff find a promising alternative to traditional finance, asking, do you understand why you need Bitcoin now? What are your thoughts surrounding the irony of Peter Schiff having his bank closed down in Puerto Rico by regulators? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin is approaching a peak opportunity zone, according to top crypto trader Brett Capital. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $900 billion with $44 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.3%, with the Ether dominance back above 15.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Terra Classic leading the pack up 15.6%, trading just above 6.6 cents, followed by Thorchain up 13%, trading at $2.05, followed by Arweave up 11%, trading at $11.37. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red with virtually only four out of the top 100 in the green, including Luna Classic up 36%, Arweave up 13.4%, and Curved Out Token up 15.9%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 14 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday an 11, last week a 12, and last month a 14 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto trader says Bitcoin is approaching a price zone that could offer a highly favorable risk-reward ratio for long-term Bitcoin investors. Synonymous crypto strategist Rhett Capital tells his 320,000 Twitter followers that this cycle might be different for Bitcoin as the king crypto continues to trade below the 200-week moving average as an indicator that had previously marked the bottom for the leading digital asset. Quoting him here, historically, the 200-week moving average has figured as the bottom indicator for Bitcoin. In this cycle, things may be a bit different. Instead of Bitcoin bottoming at the 200-week moving average, it may form a macro range below it. Anything below the 200-week moving average will likely represent peak opportunity. And according to the crypto strategist, Bitcoin will likely face seller exhaustion as it trades below the 200-week moving average, which Rec Capital says could eventually put long-term investors in a position to pick up Bitcoin at a price area that offers maximum rewards. As he shares here, across its entire history, Bitcoin has always downside deviated below the 200-week moving average. But this time, the downside deviation hasn't had a strong quick recovery back above the 200-week moving average. The Bitcoin recovery may take longer, but it is still a downside deviation. Nonetheless, Bitcoin is reaching historic levels of overselling. At some point, this extreme overselling will coincide with a point of maximum financial opportunity. Now, Rec Capital also says that while Bitcoin currently remains in a strong downtrend, it will eventually reach a conclusion which would open the door for a new bull cycle, which he shares here. Bitcoin may still very well be in a downtrend acceleration phase of its correction, but this phase will precede the multi-month consolidation phase, which will precede the new macro uptrend phase. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And before I break down final story of the day, veteran trader Tone Bays warns of another Bitcoin collapse after a disastrous week and shares his downside target. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help support the channel with the YouTube algorithm. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Seasoned investor Tone Bays says that the king crypto is on the verge of another breakdown, which could send the price of the leading crypto asset to a new 2022 low. That's right. In a new strategy session, Bays tells his 121,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin's outlook remains bleak as Bitcoin tries to desperately cling to the $19,000 level. Quoting the crypto analyst here, the weekly chart is having a disastrous candle. Once again, it's a red star candle. It's going to close near the lows unless there is a monster rally, but it's a holiday weekend, so I doubt it. Right now, this is a bearish look. The four-day chart also looks bearish. That's why we're in 100% cash. Looking at the daily chart, Vay says that Bitcoin is at the brink of breaching support at $19,000, which he notes could ignite another sell-off event. As he shares here, the daily chart is getting ready for a momentum reversal indicator buy. That's good news. What's the bad news? The bad news is we're about to break very critical support that can send the price of Bitcoin significantly lower. So we're going to keep an eye on this development, and hopefully early next week will be a nice turnaround with an MRI buy similar to what happened 2 weeks ago. And as you can see here in Vay's chart, a break of Bitcoin's immediate support can drive the Bitcoin price to its target at around $14,500. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tone Bays that we're likely to see a low for the king crypto as low as $14,500 in the weeks ahead. And to watch this video analysis with Tone Bays entitled Bitcoin Desperately Trying to Cling to $19,000, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Ruben Quills wrote, "This is one of the best shows, but low subscribers. Something is wrong. I'm moving to Puerto Rico to pump crypto news alerts. Much love and respect, fam. Let's go." Our next featured comment comes from Inner Dino. "Thanks, JV. Excellent show in extraordinary times. You're very welcome, fam. Always a pleasure. Happy July 4th. HODL." And our third and final featured comment comes from Greg. "There's a lot of warning titles on YouTube. Bitcoin, emergency warning, urgent warning, etc. I can't sleep anymore. Hang in there, fam. Patience. And just note that one Bitcoin is still worth one BTC. HODL for the long haul, as all long-term HODLers of Bitcoin, at least, are in profit. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below."